Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. You know that feeling when your mind's racing like a Formula One car on overdrive? Thoughts bouncing off each other, anxieties piling up faster than dirty dishes after a family Thanksgiving. Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to actually calm the chaos and create a space where those thoughts and feelings can be processed without spiraling out of control? Sounds pretty good, right? Today, we're diving deep into building your very own emotional safe haven, a place where you can breathe, reflect, and ultimately, find some serious peace. First things first, understand that acknowledging and processing emotions isn't about letting them rule you. It's about recognizing them, understanding their source, and learning to navigate them with grace and control. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a car warning light just because it was inconvenient, right? Same goes for your emotional signals. Now, let's talk about the five key takeaways that will help you create that safe space. 1. Define your safe space. It doesn't have to be a literal room, though a cozy corner with a good book can definitely do the trick. Think of it more as an internal state of mind. Is it listening to your favorite music? Taking a mindful walk in nature? Maybe it's journaling, meditating, or simply taking deep breaths and focusing on your senses. Find what truly helps you disconnect from the external noise and connect with yourself. 2. Set boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded by other people's expectations and demands? Learn to say no politely but firmly. Protect your time and energy because investing in your own well-being is non-negotiable. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. 3. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings as they arise, acknowledge them, and let them pass. Like clouds drifting across the sky, they come and go. Try incorporating simple mindfulness exercises into your day, like focusing on your breath for a few minutes each morning or noticing the sensations of your feet on the ground when you walk. 4. Engage in self-care. You wouldn't neglect regular car maintenance, would you? Same goes for your mind and body. Prioritize activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a relaxing bath, or spending time with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. 5. Seek support. Sometimes, we all need a helping hand. Don't be afraid to reach out to trusted friends, family members, or therapists when you're feeling overwhelmed. Sharing your thoughts and feelings can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of emotions? Like your thoughts are racing faster than a cheat on caffeine? We've all been there. Picture this. You're standing at the edge of a roaring waterfall, but instead of being swept away by the current, you calmly step onto a sturdy rock. That rock is your safe space, a place where you can process those overwhelming emotions without getting swept up in them. Maybe you're facing a challenging situation at work, or personal relationships are feeling strained. Instead of bottling everything up or lashing out impulsively, take a moment to create that safe space for yourself. Find a quiet corner, put on your favorite music, light a candle, whatever helps you feel grounded and centered. Now, take those deep breaths, acknowledge the emotions swirling within you, and allow yourself to feel them without judgment. Remember, it's okay to feel what you feel, it's how we process those feelings that matters most. So there you have it, 5 actionable steps to build your very own emotional safe space. It takes time and practice, just like learning any new skill, but the rewards are well worth it. Remember, creating this haven isn't about escaping your emotions, it's about approaching them with courage, clarity, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Remember, every step you take towards cultivating your emotional well-being is a victory worth celebrating. Until next time, keep that inner peace glowing bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.